Chapter 4. Loaded Language. Dispelling the Myths of Gun Control. The entire public discussion of gun control issues today is dominated by terms created by the people who want to chip away at Americans' Second Amendment rights. Anti-gun activists invented these phrases: assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, cop killer bullets, universal background checks, the gun show loophole, and high-power ammunition. Not one of these terms actually means what President Obama, Mayor Bloomberg, and their allies mean to suggest by it. Rhetorical deception is the key component in the push for more gun control laws. Consider Obama's remarks in Denver in April 2013. The type of assault rifle used in Aurora, for example, when paired with a high-capacity magazine, has one purpose: to pump out as many bullets as possible, as fast as possible, the president said. It's what allowed that gunman to shoot 70 people and kill 12 in a matter of a few minutes. I don't believe that weapons designed for theaters of war have a place in movie theaters. Politicians who talk about assault weapons are not using the term correctly when they are referring to modern semi-automatic sporting rifles that have cosmetic features that make them look like military arms. Obama and Dianne Feinstein and the rest misuse the term deliberately to confuse the public. A longtime anti-gun activist revealed the scheme. The weapon's menacing looks, coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons, said Josh Sugarman, the executive director of the Violence Policy Center, which is funded by the Joyce Foundation. A true assault weapon is a machine gun, or automatic firearm that continues to fire as long as the trigger is pulled. They have been highly regulated for civilian ownership since the National Firearms Act of 1922.